Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello. I'm back for another brief 15-minute episode, and we'll We'll pick up right where we left off. Wiccan has just discovered that Chabelle has been found and that they're on the same ship, and we'll continue going from there where we left off in the middle of the chapter. My entire body tingled at the sound of her name. Grinning like an idiot, I nodded. Yes. Yes, is she here? Is she safe? She is. She's seen you and wants you safe as well. That is who I will be arranging a meeting with for you. However, you must be careful. Obey all of your orders from your superiors and tread carefully around the clans of women here in the pit. If the Aquavans have any reason to doubt your integrity with this Chevelle girl, you'll be separated from one another forever. Why did everything have to be so complicated and dramatic? These aliens needed someone to take the stick out of their butts and fast. My gaze locked on Casey, the rest of my body tightening with determination. Just tell me what you need me to do, and I'll do it. Of course. For now, sit tight and learn your position for the restaurant. I will work on getting her there for a meeting, as well as maneuvering around the other obstacles in the way of getting you freed from here. Other obstacles? Patriarch asked. Casey waved a hand in front of her. There is another man in her possession. My husband seems to think we can work around this detail, however. He has a plan. We must be patient. The rest of what she said went in one ear and out the other. Chevelle had another guy. Chapter 29, Wiccan. Chevelle had another guy. Was the pain in my chest my heart snapping in two, or was it that panic attack meltdown thing happening? Whatever it was, I hurt both physically and emotionally. I knew Chevelle better than to assume she was shacking up and having a ball on a freaking spaceship. She didn't do well with high-pressure situations. Anytime we worked a busy shift at the mall together, she tended to hide in the back room as much as possible so she could avoid all of the pissed-off, cranky customers who liked to come in. Still, another guy? What if she did actually like him more than me? Sometimes strangers had that instant connection thing, and the whole going through traumatic experience together bit didn't help much. Most importantly, however, what if he didn't want to let her go? What if he liked her just as much as I did? Because any guy with a brain could see how beautiful and smart she was. Those two qualities in one woman were rare. Most were either one or the other. If I was him, I wouldn't want to let her go. In the end, it was her choice, right? I had to have faith she would pick me over some stranger she just met. We were friends, and she knew how I felt about her. There's no way she would just leave me hanging down in the pit to rot. The fact that she mentioned me by name and asked for Casey to find me meant she at least still cared. Those were the factors I had to hold on to. A few days to a couple of weeks. That's how long Casey said it would take for me and Chevelle to be reunited. It gave me an excuse to start counting the days again and paying attention to how time passed. When I was down and out, I stopped. I had no clue how long I had been on the ship. In the grand scheme of things, it probably didn't matter. Everything still felt a lot like a dream. Days could have already turned into weeks for all I knew. I needed patience, something I generally had more of, but it was fast escaping me. Forget everything else about having a ticket to the surface and out of the pit. I just wanted to see her again and make sure everything was okay. What if this guy she was with didn't respect her and tried to take advantage of her? If the Aquavans worship women, then I don't think I have too much to worry about, I muttered to myself. Anyone who is dumb enough to try and hurt such an object of affection and respect would be placed down in the pit. Logically speaking, I mean. Was that the kind of scum I was surrounded by now? Rapists, abusers, and all-around monsters? If the guy she was with now wasn't a bad guy, she could end up liking him more than me. She said she felt the same way I did, but so much could have changed already. What if she was being brainwashed into thinking I was horrible? I'd lose her for good. I ran my hands over my face. Stop thinking, Wick. Just stop thinking. Everything okay? Justice asked from the doorway. Closing my eyes, I nodded. Overactive imagination, trying to understand what this place is. The pit? Yes, the pit. Patrick told me who he really is. What I want to know is who everyone else is. Justice laughed. You know me. I know your name. I don't know what you're doing here. A lot of people have a none of your darn business policy, Justice said flatly. I'm not one of those people, not entirely at least. You want to know if I'm one of the crazy, if I'm safe. Here's the gist of it. I was on the surface. I had a girl who I loved a lot. She screwed me over big time when she got tired of me and accused me of doing a lot of not-so-great things. The leader of our overall ambassador to the Aquabons, Paul, took her side instead of mine. So I got put down here. Pat took me in, and he's working on trying to get me back up to the surface again. But that won't happen until someone in charge realizes my ex is the crazy one instead of me. My head hurts. My head started to hurt. I was frowning so much. Because she was a woman, they took her word over yours. How many other guys down here have stories like yours? Just the ones who work for Pat. I nodded, chewing all of that over. And everyone else deserves to be down here and should probably be in jail. Trust me when I say you don't want to go asking just anyone how they got here. Even the women. I get it. Curiosity is a pain, but you've got to keep that bay. His eyes were wide and pleading. Okay, I won't ask anymore. And I get why Patriarch is making such a big fuss over getting me out of here as soon as possible. The politics of the spaceship Salvation were starting to come together in a form I could understand. Justice sat down next to my bed. Even if you can't get out, this place isn't too awful so long as you make nice with everyone. The Aquavons don't let the guys get away with a lot of the stuff that is rumored to happen in prison. There's an occasional fight, but for the most part, the guys don't like to cause problems. It's the women you have to look out for, because they'll play anything with a dick just so they can get their happily ever after. I cracked a smile. And that's not just you being bitter over one woman hurting you? No, it's the truth. My ex burned me bad, but she changed from who she was when we first met. The power she was given got to her head, and now she's all kinds of messed up. I haven't sworn myself from love altogether. The way he smiled after he said that, I'm pretty sure he was glowing. She's got a new girl, I smirked. We're not a couple, but she definitely has my interest. Can't tell if she's into me back, but that's because she's shy. She might think I'm just trying to use her, too. Too bad, because I'm pretty sure you wouldn't use anyone. You don't strike me as that kind of a guy. Justice nudged my arm, hard enough to make me wince. I kept it hidden. Didn't want to make the guy feel bad. He was a lot stronger than he looked. All of the hard work in the pit would do that to anyone, I would imagine. He leaned in toward me. You've got a good read on people, so maybe you can help me out with this. Lily, she's the one I got a thing for. And she's going to be your assistant until you're feeling better. Maybe you could, play Cupid? I raised an eyebrow. Me playing matchmaker was not one of the best ideas. Hello, I failed badly when it came to trying to impress Chevelle to the point where I shot myself in the foot with my stories. The whole thing had started as sarcasm, and then because I'm an idiot, I just kept spouting off a bunch of BS just to see how much she would believe. How was I going to help Justice? For whatever reason, I felt obligated to try all the same. He'd done a lot to help me. I kind of owed him one. I caught sight of his wide, bright, hopeful gaze and gave him a weak smile. I'll talk to her. Chapter 30, Wiccan. Lily dressed my wounds in silence again. Setting her up with Justice was going to be a whole lot harder than I anticipated. She just didn't talk, and it was to the point of it being annoying. Either she hated my guts, or she was a lot more introverted than I thought. I leaned more toward hating my guts. During downtime when the men and women were allowed to mingle with one another, she was a lot more chatty and friendly with everyone who wasn't me. I studied her interactions with Justice during those moments. He was pretty smitten with her. I could tell because he got super shy and awkward with his body language. It wouldn't surprise me if he had similar problems expressing himself around her as I did whenever I was with Chevelle. Cute, or it would be if I were a girl and into that sort of thing. Watching them was refreshing. I'd give them that much. So many people down in the pit were hard and difficult to read. They didn't wear a whole lot of emotions on their sleeves. I thought I was guarded with my heart, but these people took it to a whole new level. Long story short, Lily and Justice were gag-inducingly sweet with one another, but I liked to see it because it was a change from all the rough and tough. They laughed and smiled, and then more besides a grunt and yell. Furthermore, I noticed he respected her a whole lot more than a lot of the other men did down in the pit. My stomach turned into knots every time I watched a guy give a woman a slap on the butt or felt her up in public, and these women let them. Some of the ladies would gaze at me while another man made his move, like she was trying to say, this could be you and I can make you happy. Yet they would go off to the closets with their current male counterpart and do whatever. Something tells me I wasn't any woman's one true love. I saw that when I watched Lillian Justice. Love. A degree of it, at least. No clue how I could help him out with her when he seemed to have a pretty good handle on how her as it was. I could help protect her. A lot of guys prepositioned her. So, do you do anything else besides help the wounded? I asked, trying to get her to talk about something, anything, so I didn't have to listen to all the mechanical sounds of the ship. It was too awkward. She leveled a rather agitated-sounding huff. I clean, too. Cool. Sure. I don't bite, you know, I said, and I'm not trying to get into your pants. Promise, I'm just getting bored, and you're the only person I have to talk to right now. Lily pulled its bit tighter than usual on my bandages. There are plenty of other girls around here you could talk to if you wanted. I don't think we have the same definitions of talking. I rolled my eyes. She shrugged. If you're gay or something, just say so. I won't tell anyone if that's what you're worried about. I'm not gay, I said flatly. Like I said, I'm bored. The reason I don't want to go hang out with the other girls is because I know they'll try to talk me into something I'm not ready for. Besides, I'm saving myself for another. She's on the surface. We're supposed to be meeting up again relatively soon. Oh. Lily moved away from my back. I'm done. I pulled my shirt back down. You going to ditch me now? I guess not. I can try to be more of a bodyguard so your chance at the surface girl isn't ruined. The other girls in my clan talk about you a lot. She was so matter-of-fact, blunt. I was not used to that. Slowly, I stretched out my arms, mindful of the bandages and my still-sore stripes. They didn't hurt as much as they were initially, so that was a plus. There's nothing all too special about me. You're my patriarch. That automatically makes you special. He told you about his program, I'm sure. Yes, he told me. So if one of my comrades can get to you, then she thinks she'll be set. Patriarch only picks good guys to work with. All women want a good guy. I snorted, which is why so many of them fling themselves onto the bad ones. Babies, remember? They want out. So they'll procreate with the jerks, but not stick around for one of the good guys to actually notice them. Sounded like a whole lot of logical fail. Because even if the guy was a sure thing to get into bed, it also added a lot more drama. I frowned. Unless the guy doesn't get to come with to the surface. Lily smirked. You're catching on. Unless the guy is special. There are 8 single guys on Patriarch's current crew. 5 of them are from the pit. Not everyone who works in the restaurant is from here. I thought that was the whole point. I frowned. It is the point, but he's not going to take just anyone to place on his crew. Some of the guys down here are violent and scary. I'd noticed. Some guys gotten up in each other's faces just for being looked at the wrong way. Come to think of it, some of the women were like that, too. Lily gazed at me for a moment, her head tilted ever so slightly to the side. Justice tells me you were just at the wrong place at the wrong time. I was. He's very passionate about getting you onto the surface. I didn't know that. She shrugged. It's what he does. It's why he got his name. Someday I hope he gets his own justice and he can get out of here. He's a good guy. He deserves it. Nodding, she stood. I'll see you after training. Try not to get yourself into too much trouble, okay? Sure thing. Progress. But not much. And I'm going to stop there because I'm almost out of time. And you all have a wonderful day. Bye.